this week on The Nervous Record.
It just seems funny that the first time that I'm left alone with my niece for more than 5 minutes and like, yeah. You know what, Leah, you got this tonight. You put her to bed. I come down and I'm like, we talked about my divorce. Like,
I'm Amanda Sox and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
Oh, this is covered by this.
So I think it's still developing, but it looks artsy.
Everything looks artsy with this mattress behind us because it feels like we're in like an artist loft in Brooklyn circa the 80s.
That's how you feel when we're in here?
I feel like Madonna. This feels very bohemian.
It feels very Central Perk to me. It's like very, like in so much that there's a sofa and it's quirky and there's quirky people
there's
sitting
cups.
On the sofa, drinking out of cups.
The lighting is very low.
Mm-hmm.
We're practically in candlelight.
My favorite kind of best lighting for me. Little to no light is the most flattering lighting.
I feel like we should write columns for a satirical Cosmo.
That just makes girls hate themselves more. Get in a place that has little to no lighting would be like a beauty tip. Know what contouring is?
Wait, are we telling girls to contour?
I'm saying contour. Learn how to contour. Apparently contouring is special.
I don't think we should tell people to contour.
No.
No.
Carla contoured my face. I had a jawline that could cut glass. It was pretty exciting because usually I look like, I feel like I look like Jabba the Hutt kind of, or that, you know, like at one point my forehead and like my clavicle just became one mound of flesh. Like,
I think our advice would be like, if you have to be on camera, contour, contour, contour. Other than that, just never show your face in the light.
My mom got her hair cut and they said, ask Leah what she thinks. My mom was like, oh yeah, she always says what she thinks. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense what you're saying, because I'm like a super diplomatic human being when trying to deal with other people. But my mom was like, she always says what she thinks. I just feel like do you feel like I'm diplomatic?
Wonder if this microphone is picking up my scratching. I think you're less filtered than you maybe think you are. I don't think you're outwardly like super judgmental or like, I don't think you speak your mind about somebody else.
Yeah. Who am I to speak my mind about somebody else?
Yeah. You're gonna speak your mind, but your mind isn't full of other people's appearances. Your mind is full of candy and...
Well, that sounds wonderful.
And puns.
Like candy and puns.
Like it's like a word-a-day dictionary.
Yeah. But then like the upside down as well.
Yeah, that's always the undercurrent.
That's the undercurrent. But it's never like, I don't like your hairdo.
No.
It's never that frequency. It's just like, I have a couple frequencies. It's like, I want candy. Everybody's a moron. I'm going to kill myself in the next 12 hours. I feel
easy.
Like.
Easy. You're a simple human being.
Not complex.
That's a common trope written into every
binary
movie.
It is very binary. Very binary.
Hi, I'm very binary. Here to speak to you about traditional gender roles. I'm Susie cisgender. Oh, Susie, get back in the kitchen.
Oh, that is so funny.
Can I tell you about the first time I knew that, like, being funny was my in to being accepted in society?
No.
In the fifth grade, we had this film strip. And this guy, like, 70s hair, 70s bod. I don't know what that means. You know, wide collar, whatever. Like, the low-rise jeans with a thick belt. He comes out and says, "Hi, I'm Peter." And I said, "Hi, Peter." Just, like, at full volume back to the guy in the movie. And didn't think about it. And just did it. And everybody in the class thought that was hysterical.
Because it is. Grade,
well, I mean, to this day, as for adults.
I hysterical.
But yeah, so there was that moment that just clicked where I was like, oh, like, I'm full of this. If I just let out all of my inner thoughts.
It must have been like holding Excalibur for the first time for you.
That's exactly what it felt like. And I just realized, like, oh, if I don't filter myself, people like me. To a certain extent. Obviously, you have to filter yourself sometimes.
Do you?
Well. All right, moving on.
I do. I think I'm filtered.
You're filtered like a good apple cider. Like, you got a little bit of spice. You know what I mean?
And no nutritional content.
And no nutritional content. Exactly. Also, there's alcohol in the cider.
I feel like I'm still waiting for my Excalibur moment.
Maybe this is your Excalibur.
I think it is. Maybe I'm going to have a high Peter moment at any moment. I could have a high Peter moment at any moment, or I could kill myself. It could go to either way. I make kill myself comments all the time to Nate, and
it doesn't go over well.
He still kind of gives me a look about it.
It still makes me very anxious.
Ah, come on, guys. I mean, if I've written it out this long, you know.
You can't laugh about suicide.
What can you laugh about? I guess lots of other things.
Lots of other things that are less depressing.
It's more, I don't make suicide-y jokes to him. It's more like, you know, if we're not dead by our anniversary, which that's just calling a spade a spade.
There's North Korea. Huh? There's the new tax plan. Which apparently everybody's gonna die under.
I'm gonna die. I think I'm gonna die. Are you gonna die from the tax plan?
From the tax plan? I don't know.
You know what?
I think I don't make enough money for anything to change.
I make not enough money for really anything to change, except for if the ACA goes away.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm screwed if the ACA goes away.
I'm just gonna kill myself if the ACA goes away.
I mean, I will maybe die.
Because I'm gonna die anyways.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I guess we could also just, like, get jobs with health insurance.
This is always the thought that I have in the back of my mind, but it comes in and then it exits very quickly. And it's like, kill myself seems like a more efficient option. I mean, because, and that little, I should get a job with benefits.
You're doing voice. A little, like, puppet on the
I'm
back.
I'm doing a puppet on, voice on the back of
on
my
your shoulder or the
on
back.
My shoulder.
You can't commit. You don't like know which one.
It's like a parrot.
It's either a parrot or a demon.
Talks in my ear. It's a demon parrot. A toxin that's growing on the back of my neck and talking into my ear.
Uh-huh.
And it always rears up whenever I'm around my conservative brother-in-law.
Mm.
Because, like, 2 days ago, my sister was asking about the tax reform.
Mm-hmm.
My sister didn't understand whether or not she was in the top income tax bracket in America. She mm-hmm. was like, I don't understand taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Help me understand. And so it's me and her and Pat,
mm-hmm.
my Republican brother-in-law, and Nate.
Mm-hmm.
My, like, I don't even know what you call him.
Like, he's a, like, post-liberal lumberjack.
Yeah. That's pretty perfect, actually. Yeah, he's like a post-liberal lumberjack. But he's still in the stage where he's trying to use discretion, even though I can tell that, like, some of the things that he's hearing are things that he vehemently disagrees with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I can almost see, like, kind of bile coming up into his throat. And he's just like, go back down, because he's still new to the family. And I think he genuinely appreciates anybody asking a question if they don't know something. My sister was genuinely trying to understand this tax reform. And she's like, I don't understand. Is it helping me or is it hurting me? And so Pat's kind of talking to her, and it came up, the ACA. I had it where several years ago where I didn't have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I, first of all, was like, don't get sick, don't get sick, don't get sick. And just kind of lived, like, flew very close to the wind.
Yeah, me too.
Is that a phrase? Flew close to the wind?
Sun?
Flew close to the...
Fire.
Fire. Yep, with my feet to the fire. My feet in the wind.
Threw caution to the wind.
Like a candle in the wind. This was like 2012, maybe? And didn't have it. And I actually had a doctor that was an internal medicine doctor who saw me for free.
Aww.
Who just said, just like ignore, you know, yeah. Becky or whatever her name was with the short hair at checkout. Just like go. You know, a lot of people wouldn't even take self-pay patients at that time. And so then I got a job that had benefits. Then my life came crashing to pieces. Left the job that had benefits, went to the jungle.
Leave the job with benefits and go to the jungle.
Go to the jungle. Had all manner of weird health stuff happen to me while I was in the jungle. But just, like, it seems weird, but it's, like, just normal jungle stuff. Like, moth, you know, moth died in my ear. And,
Normal jungle stuff.
Just, you know, normal jungle stuff. Moth it's jungle stuff. You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand. Have you been to the jungle? I don't think so.
Came back to the States. I got my stuff through the marketplace. When I didn't have healthcare before, they had denied me because of a pre-existing condition, which I have a letter that says they were denying me coverage. I had applied to, I think it was Blue Cross at the time, and they were denying me coverage because I had a pre-existing condition, history of bronchitis, which I wish I had framed that because that is the most fucking hilarious thing in the world because I'm like, I have so many worse problems than bronchitis. There are so many reasons you should not insure me, and bronchitis is definitely not one of them. But I remember the day I was talking with this woman on the phone, a representative from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and I was trying to get insurance, and she started asking me about if I had any mental health problems. And I said, yes, I have bipolar disorder. And Donna Lee comes running in the room. No, like just no, Leah. Like, you know, scream whispering or whisper screaming.
Yeah.
Leah, no, don't say that. Like, and I was like, you know, like, what do I do? I said it.
Bipolar support for my health.
There, my polar bear. I'm sorry. I was just bidding farewell to a polar bear that I was around.
Bye, polar bear.
Just now. It's just this pet name that I have for my boyfriend. His name's Barry. Barry Binary.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't ask my sexuality. polar bear.
So, yeah, I think that they got wise and I said too much. And for whatever reason, though, they didn't end up covering me. They said because of bronchitis. And so I'm sitting here and I'm trying to articulate this to my sister. Yeah, no, because of the fact that I do have a pre-existing condition, I am more vulnerable to this becoming expensive for me. But all the while, there's that parrot that's in the back of my mind that's like, get a job with benefits. And I just feel the presence of Pat across from me. He's hearing me say all this, but in his mind, there's just an easy solution, which is just get a job with benefits, period. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is something that I'm kind of struggling with because of the fact that I am a freelancer. In order to do a 40-hour week position where I would be getting benefits, I'd have to give up my two jobs that I currently have. I could do that. I mean, I'd rather just do this.
Yeah.
How can we get healthcare for this? Can we start like a Kickstarter for our health, for our diseases, for ulcerative colitis and stage four endometriosis and bronchitis? I'm bringing bronchitis awareness.
A sidebar. You said there's two different bipolars.
Yes, there's bipolar one and bipolar two.
And you're two?
You're one. I'm bipolar one.
Which is the best?
No. Well, I don't know. I may be bipolar too. I can't remember exactly.
Well,
do you have, here's a segue. It's not really a segue if I just start a new
go
thing.
Go for it. Go on a segue tour.
Have you ever done a Segway tour? Have you been
no.
on a Segway?
Let's do it.
Can we do a Segway tour?
Yeah. 2008 later. Bucket list. Should I start a...
That's a good idea. We should do that. I was just about to get, like, way deep into my trust issues, but instead, let's just make a bucket list of things we're going to do in 2018.
Segway tour.
What are some other stuff you haven't...
I mean, I'd be happy if that's it.
That's all you do? Nate cut off his finger. In a table saw. He didn't cut off his finger. He cut, I call it a tapered finger. He has a tapered finger now.
Oh.
Because where it used to be curvy on the top is now slanted. Because he cut off the tip.
Does that grow back?
I don't think it's going to grow back like fully, like a lizard tail. But he didn't go to the doctor or anything because he was like.
From the country.
Yes. You just use duct tape and grit and determination, and that's how you get through wounds. The doctor's only gonna do a more expensive version of what he could do himself. He probably just, like, you know, poured some wild turkey over it, wrapped some duct tape around it, and then just had a piece of leather hide to chew on every now and again. And he got me fishing lures.
Oh, nice.
And two different sizes of measuring tape.
Are you always looking for a measuring tape?
He doesn't like the way that I measure things, because I do it by, like, you know, a foot. My foot is like a kind of a foot.
No.
Eh. I do it the folksy way. Deanna told me she might like Nate. She might have a crush on him. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. I mean, gross. He's a hot woodworker. She'd be dumb not to.
She's a child.
But it's not, like, gross.
I've seen Cordelia, not that she's had the, like, words to articulate.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her have crushes on people.
Mm-hmm.
And then our friend Thomas, we were over at their house, and I remember her, like, he was close to her, and she was just kind of, like, lost in his eyes. Like, she was staring at him. She wasn't in this world, you know? She was just, like, caught up in his face. I was like, hello? Air 3. But also, apparently now you have a type.
Well, Anna told me that I need to have a baby because I'm an old geezer.
Ew! Where would she hear either of those things?
I had to put Anna to sleep a couple nights ago, and she wants to look at pictures on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, we can look at pictures, not thinking about the fact that, like...
Bloody finger.
I actually didn't have any bloody finger pictures on the phone. I did have a picture of Nate in the bathtub, which she... But all you see is, like, I mean, it's Nate's head in the bathtub, but it was enough that she put together, like, that's a silly picture. Mm-hmm. Mr. Music Man is in the bathtub, like. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess she's used to having an audience when she takes a bath, so maybe that doesn't seem like a weird thing to her. It wasn't. So she, you know, she goes scrolling back super far into the pictures and then gets to a picture that was saved of me in my wedding dress.
Aww.
So she asked me about, you know, did you get married? And I explained to my niece what divorce was.
Oh, God.
While putting her to sleep. Like, the one night that her mom and dad were like, well, let Aunt E had to put her to sleep. I'm lying there in the bed with my almost 4-year-old niece trying to explain to her divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so then you're not married anymore. You get what is called a divorce. When I said the word divorce, she went, oh, no. It was really funny. It's like, maybe she heard that on Fuller House or something like that. Like, she recognized the word. So I'm telling her, and then I said, but after you get divorced, eventually you might fall in love with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might even get married to that person. And I found myself thinking, this is absolutely ridiculous when I'm saying it out loud, because I'm like, you might get married to that person and then make promises with that person that you're gonna be together forever. Like, do it again. You make, but do it's, but it's with that person that time.
We have this book, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. And like each page is the story of someone's life. And so the other night, our babysitter,
Crystal, what up, Crystal? She was watching Cordelia and put her to bed. And she sent me a message after she left. And she was like, so I had to explain to Cordelia what lesbians are. I was like, what? So they got to Ellen. And and so it gets to a point where in the story it says, but Ellen was a lesbian. Cordelia's like, what's a lesbian?
Oh, God.
It was just one of those things that you're like, well, I had to explain what a lesbian was. Sometimes you have to explain divorce and you just kind of do it simply and move on.
It just seems funny that the first time that I'm left alone with my niece for more than 5 minutes and like, you know what, Leah, you got this tonight. You put her to bed. I come down and I'm like, we talked about my divorce. Like, and for Christmas, I bought her a coloring book on evolution. So
that's great.
They're definitely, they're wise to not let me spend,
spend, I love it.
Let her spend too much time. I'm trying to get Anna to settle down. I have no idea what to do. We've talked about my divorce. That hasn't worn her down. And usually that's my usually go-to when I want to put anybody to sleep. And she says, well, I want to play Barbies. I want to play the prince and princess Barbie. And they go to the carnival, she said. And I was like, okay, well, what do they have at the carnival? And she said, food. And I was like, they have games at the carnival? She's like, nope, they just have food. And I was like, okay, so clearly this is why I go to carnivals. And so I was like, well, let's talk about they're married, right? So they got to have a honeymoon. So let's plan their honeymoon. Do you think that they should go to the beach for their honeymoon? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, let's talk about the beach. What are things at the beach? Like, I'm basically just trying to slowly become more and more of a human sound machine. Like, if I can just become, somehow have this conversation about divorce dissolve into me making sounds of waves and gulls that will just lull her.
That's great.
I'm like, can you hear the waves? I think I did that sign. You know, and so finally she's like, I'm going to turn over, like, away from me. And I was like, are you getting sleepy? She's like, yeah, okay. So she finally is, like, quiet. And it had taken way longer than what is normal with her parents, because her parents are just like, all right. It's time to go to bed. You have to go to bed now. We've done the story. We've done the lying with it. Yeah. Now, Anna, you have to go to bed. Where I'm like, I just want to foster a natural slumber, you know? and so, like, the little bit of parenting that I did, that was the one bit of it. I wasn't given any other. Nate said his girlfriend, he said sometimes he feels like he's dating a sloth. Said that this week.
Uh-oh.
That went over.
You bookmarked that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're slow or lazy?
I think lazy and slow, maybe. He knew as soon as he said it that he should not have said that. We were talking about Costa Rica. It was like the sloth capital. And I said, have you ever seen a sloth?
Sloth capital. Nothing gets done there.
He was trying to dig himself out of the hole of that one. He's like, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. You were an extremely hardworking person, which is true. I was like, way to prey on every insecurity of mine right now that I'm just like a non-contributing zero anything.
Without a job that has health insurance.
Exactly. Put on that bucket list, explain to Anna what lesbians are.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
It was kind of stormy outside and phone rings.
It's Michael Jordan.
It's not Michael Jordan. Phone rings and it's
want to say Scottie Pippen.
It's not Scottie Pippen. It's
Gnarls Barkley.
If you want to follow us online, you can find us on Twitter at Nervous Record, or you can follow us on Instagram at The Nervous Record, or you can like our Facebook page at The Nervous Record, and most importantly, you can throw us some money at patreon.com/The Nervous Record. We got to pay our producer somehow.